With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Almanzon. As a paddle out is being planned to honor the life of surfing legend Jack O'Neill, mourners continue to leave flowers at his Santa Cruz home. That's where he died last Friday, surrounded by family. He was 94 years old. For KAZU, Calvin Men reports on his life and legacy.
Waves crash along the rocks at Jack O'Neill's cliffside home in Santa Cruz's Pleasure Point neighborhood. The low fence out front is covered with bouquets of flowers, thank you notes, and other tokens from people who stopped by to pay tribute to him. Muriel Horton ties a bouquet of pink daisies to one of the posts.
I think it's beautiful. It feels really like, you know, Jack O'Neill was part of our community.
O'Neill lived in this house since 1959. He moved to Santa Cruz from San Francisco, where he owned a surf shop. There, motivated by the desire to surf longer, he pioneered what would become the modern-day wetsuit. It used neoprene fabric to keep surfers warm in colder waters. Before the wetsuit became standard, surfing in colder waters meant risking hypothermia. Diver and surfer Joe Ruiz stopped by to pay his respects.
Yeah, well, real neoprene, when it first came out when I was a kid, helped me get in the ocean, right? To be ingenuous enough about putting something together to keep you insulated from the cold water and all that good stuff was pretty revolutionary.
Come on in.
Hey. Across town at Kim Stoner's house, a 1960s O'Neill surfboard hangs from the ceiling in his living room. He's a surfing historian.
You know, from a cold water standpoint, Jack allowed surfing to evolve, to become more competitive. It opened it up to more people to try and become surfers, whether you're a body surfer or a board surfer, a wind surfer, whatever kind of surfer you are.
Stoner is also a longtime friend of Jack O'Neill.
Yeah, see, I knew Jack before he had the eye patch.
O'Neill started wearing the patch after surfboard struck him in the eye. It became a signature look for him, along with his grizzled beard. Behind that tough exterior, Stoner says O'Neill was a kind person and straight shooter.
I just think that Jack knew how to take his idea and run with it, created an empire, basically, the wetsuit empire.
He named that empire O'Neill. What started as a couple of surf shacks with wetsuits and surfboards grew into a worldwide surfing brand. But Jack O'Neill also left a legacy of ocean stewardship. At the mouth of the Santa Cruz Harbor is the headquarters for the nonprofit O'Neill Sea Odyssey. O'Neill and his son Tim founded it in 1996. The hands-on program takes students out onto the Pacific by catamaran to learn about marine life.
Jack followed Sea Odyssey's progress very closely. It was something that he was very, very proud of.
Dan Haefley is the executive director of O'Neill Sea Odyssey.
Jack also innately understood, and this is very important, that if you get people into the ocean, into the water, they're more likely to become stewards of it. They're more likely to want to protect it.
Jack O'Neill's life will be honored with a paddle out. That's when friends and family take their boards into the ocean, circle up, and hold hands. O'Neill was preceded in death by his wife Marjorie and son Mike. He is survived by his second wife, 6 children, 6 grandchildren, and an extended ocean family sporting his name on their wetsuits. For KAZU News, I'm Calvin Menn.